John Clifton of Anson County, in the south central part of modern North Carolina, rode to this region in mid-May of 1777 to visit his brother and friends. Some of them asked him along to meet a preacher, James Rawlins. Little did he know what he was in for. Rawlins made Clifton swear he would not reveal anything he was about to hear. Then he told him people loyal to King George III had written their own constitution for North Carolina to counter one recently created for the new state by the rebels known as Patriots or Whigs. Rawlins said Loyalists, or Tories, were plotting to defeat the Whigs and put the Tory constitution in place. If someone Clifton met showed him a stick with three cuts in it, he should ask what it was for. That would lead to this exchange. The sign of a secret. Have you that secret? I have. Then the two people would take turns speaking this set of letters. B-E-T-R-U-E. Be true. The next day, the group met another man, Taylor Daniel Leggett, at a schoolhouse. There, Leggett showed Clifton a copy of the Tory Constitution, and Clifton took an oath that insisted on fidelity to King George, opposition to the state's military draft, refusal to take the Whig government's oath, the protection of army deserters, and the defense of Tories. He was told to keep gunpowder and bullets on hand. Clifton was given a copy of the Constitution to use in recruiting others back in Anson County. However, he later claimed he burned the paper and took no action. On returning to this area in late July, he went with his brother to tell the Patriot Court what he knew about what today is called the Gourd Patch Affair. Scroll down to the audio clip under A Leader's Land.